five members of private aviation flight providers were awarded in the National Business Aviation Association's 40 Under 40 list for 2026. Among the 40 Under 40 awards list for 2026, the NBAA named five members of private aviation flight providers. Below are some highlighted award winners, alongside the full list of awardees for 2026. The 2026 Business Aviation Top 40 Under 40 list recognizes rising leaders in the industry. Other industry members nominate candidates, and the NBAA's Young Professionals Council selects them. Award winners are not ranked. Instead, they are organized by category and company. Information is drawn from the NBAA 2026 40 Under 40 Awards or otherwise from LinkedIn. Over 20 years ago, Bobby Perez was working as a dog sitter when one of his clients, who owned a charter brokerage, offered him an internship. Years later, after serving as an executive at a large charter brokerage, Perez joined Clay Lacy Aviation to lead charter services from the operator side instead. "There weren't many people who looked like me in leadership," said Perez, regarding when he entered the industry. "So I've made it a priority to mentor and create opportunities for individuals who may not have otherwise found a place in business aviation." After studying aeronautical engineering at the University of Sao Paulo, Brazil, Eloy Freitas joined Embraer's business aviation division and chose to stay in the industry. After living in several countries and moving between companies, he eventually settled in the U.S. and joined Clay Lacy, where he became an executive. In addition to his current responsibilities at Clay Lacy, he oversees operations management initiatives and contributes to industry boards and committees. "Every day, talented professionals from diverse backgrounds come together to operate some of the most advanced machines in the world," said Freitas, "delivering exceptional service with an outstanding safety record." After working as an apprentice maintenance technician in high school, where he first discovered business aviation, Clayton Walters enlisted in the Air Force. He served in Washington, D.C., in the Air Force Honor Guard, where he became an instructor. After that tour, he enlisted in the Air National Guard, where he still serves. After gaining a private pilot certificate, he became a mission planner with Wheels Up and has continued his career in business aviation ever since. "Our field is becoming increasingly more visible," said Walters, "and that opens the doors to new talent, new ideas, and new collaborations across industries." Emily Tobler first started flying lessons at 15, and her interest in business aviation only deepened later in college. There, she volunteered with the Greater St. Louis Business Aviation Association and Wings of Hope, and later interned at the NBAA. While she initially expected to become a pilot, Tobler eventually worked at the NBAA, promoting environmental sustainability initiatives. She now works for ForAir, supporting aviation sustainability, and wants to make environmental progress. "Working with operators who are willing and able to adopt sustainable solutions, like uplifting SAF, sustainable aviation fuel," said Tobler, "has been incredibly rewarding because we can see positive change happen now, not years down the road." After interning at various technology and finance companies, Ryan Rudolph entered business aviation in 2017 as the first employee of Fly Louis, a boutique Part 380 shuttle service. He then served as president and founder of Edgehill Group, a consultancy firm for private aviation and startups. Now, after joining Bark Air, a subsidiary of pet products marketplace Bark, he helps negotiate suppliers, support operations, and drive cost savings. "It is deeply fulfilling to prove that travel can be reimagined around an underserved passenger, dogs," said Rudolph. "The most rewarding part of my career is hearing from grateful families who were able to relocate or travel stress-free, knowing business aviation spared their pets from anxiety." Category name, company/organization. Airport Business, Bridget Gonchar, Signature Aviation. Eric Lanier, Tri-Cities Airport. Audrey Myers, Atlantic Aviation. Usibella Tetley, Henriksen Jet Center. Broker Sales, Michael Barber, JetAviavia. Cameron Harris, Textron Aviation. Bobby Perez, Cam Clay Lacy Aviation. Melissa Tarkett, World Fuel Services. Business Management, Eloy Freitas, Cam Clay Lacey Aviation, Jennifer Hoffman Azure Flight Support, Joanna Keel Embraer, Amy Karnikian Crowell and Amp Mooring LLP, Peter Macreds Sol Aerial Surveys, KJ McCarter Aviation Tax Consultants, Eric Ramsey Higginbotham, Ryan Rudolph Bark Air, Michael Vanacornetz Global Air Charters, Clayton Walters Wheels Up, Noah Yarborough Signum Aviation, Flight Cabin Attendant Charlie Miro Part 91 Flight Operation, Lindsay Safko Lynn Rose Worldwide Innovation and Technology Aloha Gilliton Beyond Aero, Ashley Hansen Deer and Amp Company, Sarah Rith Amazon, Emily Tobler 4 Air Maintenance, Jake Ansbach Otter Air Services, Adam Barron ACI Jet, Brandon Doramus Textron Aviation, Tom Leone Duncan Aviation, Mitch Lutzi Morris Fargo Jet Center, Veta Traxler Westar Aviation, Marketing Lindsay Alman The Blackhawk Group, Blackhawk Aerospace, AVEX Aviation, Finoff Aviation Products, Carolina Morira, Med Air Inc., Pilot Chad Decker, The White Wind Company, Jamie Ingall, CAM Part 91 Part 135 Flight Operation, Melanie Height, Open Air, Charles Roberts, ENG Aviation, Michael Smith, CAM Adam Aviation LTD, Scheduler Dispatcher, Susan Auken Dell Technologies,